Because I'm Bill.
Sniped it.
I'm Bill.
I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
No! God damn it, Eric! You weren't paying attention!
No, I wasn't.
And he's like, welcome back. We're having a hard time here live at Gen Con! It's 2 weeks long, every Wednesday. Every year.
Don't understand why we're going with that, but okay.
Because Bill wants to and we can't stop him.
I edit these.
Why do I volunteer to do this again?
He could edit whatever he wants into these.
You volunteered and supplied and recommended that we do it tonight.
Yeah. You aided and abetted.
Yeah.
You did both. Yeah. You abetted, Eric.
I'm as close to an accomplice as I could possibly be to this process right now.
Yeah, I'm asking myself why.
But you get to drink a soda.
Yeah, we dipped into Eric's private collection.
Selection.
Which I thought was going to be like some vintage Playboys, but no. It's a,
no.
It's a bottle of hopped grapefruit
hopped?
Cream
like, yeah.
Soda.
Like beer.
When Bill's
God.
When Bill's car literally exploded.
I've had this one.
He didn't get in until several hours late. Eric and I bravely went to the Kroger.
Isn't going
to
matter.
Oh
much
yeah,
to me.
It
probably not.
It took me 9 hours
but
to drive.
But I'm
going to
enjoy myself.
Yeah,
it took
I've,
us 1 hour
seen
to go
the
to
beers
Kroger
you drink,
back.
And I didn't
oh,
like
shit.
The beers you drink when I drank beer. Sorry, you have bad taste. Are you really?
I love
not
I,
really,
I
but
love
you
hops
still have
grapefruit.
Bad taste.
I would super get down on a grapefruit cream, so let's see what hops add to the equation.
Yeah, this is
sweet.
You know?
Hopped grapefruit, naturally flavored cream soda.
Enhanced. Okay, so there is a cream soda. I was like,
yeah.
Bill was talking about cream soda, so let's see how hops play in. Yeah, because I equate cream soda and hops all the time.
I said
just
cream
like,
soda.
Just like cream and ginger.
You were just so offended by hops.
No,
that,
no,
know.
I heard you say cream soda.
These might
I didn't
all
hear
be
that
cream
it
sodas?
Was a cream soda.
Every soda is a cream
no,
soda.
Like,
soda.
When I read hopped grapefruit cream soda, I...
Okay.
We're gonna
you were so
this.
Offended by hopped that you
what? Actually,
completely
John
hopped
you?
Off.
Hopped off the rails.
Hey,
whoa.
just like this.
But
somehow
it's,
six conversations between four people.
It's a cream soda enhanced.
That makes sense.
With tangy grapefruit flavor and a smooth vanilla flavored finish, made with real cane sugar.
Hey people, vanilla extract ain't that cheap. Don't buy imitation bullshit.
If you want to hear the description, Eric read it the last episode.
That's very true. Don't need to go through that again. But, let's see how it sounds.
That was a lot of finger noise.
That was a dry twist.
Ouch. That hurt.
It's a cocktail you can make with this.
Also, oddly enough, does not announce its calorie count from
oh,
across the
we,
room.
Oh, we man. Have a white Zinfandel.
Yeah, it's a nice rosé.
Yeah. Some fine quality martini and Rossi.
Don't hit Brian too hard. I'll take most of it.
Yeah, I'll take a couple fingers. That's enough.
Yeah.
I'm sad these might be just flat from the store.
That's
don't right. go to Kroger.
Yeah.
Don't get old soda at a Kroger.
Yeah. But do give it the nose.
That I mean, that sounds exactly like it states that it is. It smells like grapefruit and cream soda.
Yeah, it's very pithy grapefruit.
With something else I can't
with
identify
because
I don't hop a lot.
With some maybe vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've dipped my nose in it. My snifter...
Yep.
Allow
the snifter. Sniffer
and the snifter.
We have a second bottle of this, right? Because we didn't take a...
Yeah.
There's...
Unless you want to take a pick. Oh, we did take
we
I'm
took a
I'm dumb as hell.
You can take a pick with the glass.
So this is a loud soda.
But not when you open it.
Yeah. No, it was real quiet on
it's
the
got end. No bubbles.
It's got very few bubbles, which makes me sad.
That's what it fucking smells like. Cherry Jello.
Oh, whoa. A little bit.
A little
bit. Damn.
Like,
I wanted
like
to disagree with you.
Jello, but like when you're making it and
yeah.
it hasn't solidified
yeah.
yet, that is what this smells like. It
smells like Jello powder.
Natural
yeah.
flavors are gelatin and citric acid.
There you go.
Primary ingredients in any fine soda. We gonna give it the mouth?
Yeah.
Although I will say this viscosity is even smoother than the last one. Like there is nothing sticking around. It just goes.
It's because we cleaned all the glasses.
Yeah, that probably. Actually could be.
Yeah. Ready, set, let's do.
What?
Yep. No, that's like I remember it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Mm-hmm. This was the first one I had, and it. This is the one that like that clued me into this would be make a good soda cast.
It's like a super creamy grapefruit shandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is actually creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. You can.
Yeah. No.
The cream also like dominates the aftertaste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dominates the finish. It's got a creamy smooth finish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
The cream dominates the finish.
A smooth vanilla flavored finish.
I imagine there's at least one porn with that idea. Mm.
Touche.
Come down to my local craft brewery for our new brew cocktail line.
Oh, Jesus.
We made it to 102 before the feds shut us down.
I just want to let you know, Bill. That was a dangerous game you were playing. I had a mouthful of soda, and I was this close to spit take on Bukake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in Japan, that word just means to splash, so it would have been true.
This episode 102 of These Are Some of the Sodas We Like is sponsored by Japanime Games.
I'm thinking about another metaphor with them.
This has been Japanese with John.
You're Japanese.
John Panme.
This bottle that we're drinking right now...
really hard to figure out what we're talking about.
This bottle of private selection reserve that we're drinking right now has a Best Buy date. The one that we tried last time does not.
Uh-oh.
That Best Buy date is in 2019, so we're safe.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say.
Has it seeing how they passed. Just came out.
Yeah.
I like this the more I drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No.
This was lovely. I'm glad that...
the first part of that didn't have a qualifier.
The previous episode soda, I don't know if we'll ever actually drink that second bottle, but this one I'm glad we have that second
bottle. I'll take it home and
I think if you crack
somebody
it
as a prank.
Crack it and slam it, might be good.
Maybe.
Get that ginger immediately.
Yeah.
So wait, are we episode 101 and 102 right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I thought you had more buffer. Mm.
We're season 2.
No, the buffer...
We're like season fucking 4, John.
Yeah.
The first season is all first 100.
The first season is Bob. The second season is me.
The first season, by those standards, by the way, because I had to go back and fix these, season 1 is literally 6 episodes.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, because I did a lot more than Bob did. I knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was like 18.
Season,
if I had to guess.
7 is when I go from special guest to regular guest.
No, because
that was a week ago.
I don't know.
And I know everybody misses Abby so much. She'll be back next week.
That means we're not recording another episode tonight.
No, I don't want too much buffer because next week we'll be live at GeekCon. I almost said GeekCon.
GeekCon.
I mean, there's no pronunciation guy.
I mean,
take a big slug of this soda and get some Geek in your cheeks.
There's still two other. Of these.
Yeah, and I don't like to do 4 of a brand in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, I wish I would have known that before buying them.
Yeah, bring them.
Yeah, I'm going to save them. Yeah. We're going to do them.
Maybe live at GeekCon.
Maybe. No, because that's 4 in a row.
No, you guys alternate other stuff. Space it out.
I don't know if we'll do more than 2 at GeekCon.
Well, I'm just
saying. None of this matters.
This is all inside baseball.
Have you ever been inside of a baseball? It's terrifying.
It's a lot of cork and rubber.
Yeah.
That's where most of his dreams are spent.
Mm-hmm.
Inside
baseball.
That's
why he's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dark.
It's just a nightmare.
Dark and tight.
You got some sort of baseball metaphor,
Full of
Bill?
Strings.
This soda is a home run.
Really?
The last one was a foul ball.
Yeah.
Is it a home run, though, or is it more like, you know...
I think it's more of an inside triple.
Yeah. I was going to go with double, but you said triple, so I'll agree with it.
It's one of them good hits.
I mean, it's not like bottom of the ninth base is loaded or anything, but it's just a, look at that.
I could take that for like a second inning home run, like no bases loaded.
Yeah, and it's not that it was a crazy hit. It's just that nobody fucking got to it fast enough. So I give this soda 70. No, going 76. I like it.
There you go.
It's like just weird enough that I wouldn't want to drink it all the day. It's the Wolf Team of sodas. Sorry if I took somebody else's analogy.
Now for me, this here is, it's relaxing.
Yeah.
With your friends around a fire pit on a summer evening.
Let's start a fire.
After just spending a day at the poolside.
At beautiful Gen Con.
At beautiful,
the pool of convention.
It's basically the exact opposite of being live at Gen Con. I'm gonna give it a 79. It's a real smooth draw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was
the smoothest burp I've had in days.
So this punctuated by belting.
So this week at Gen Con, we've been playing a lot of those Japan anime games. And
I mean, people think that we're talking about this a lot now, but you weren't at Gen Con for this. That was the topic du jour.
After are we seeking a sponsorship? Is that what we're going on?
After realizing that
they do make good games.
They're actually all good and not garbage. I was pretty confident going into the second game that we played that it was going to be pretty good. This is the opposite of that.
Your analogies are horse shit.
Yeah, but at least he's keeping a trend going.
I'm really glad we're only doing two episodes now.
Yeah. By the way, I like my analogy of Japan anime is to Japan that Mayfair is to Europe.
It's very, very apt.
Yeah.
Man. All right, Brian. So, bringing up the rear.
A lot of perspective in that. Fizzioni's playing Warframe? The fuck? Anyway.
So this soda is a lot like Fizzioni playing Warframe?
Yeah, obviously.
Like, you're not really sure why it's happening, and it kind of throws you off at the beginning. It's like, wait, what the hell are you doing with this?
He's paddling for sure right now.
But it turns out, hey, this actually works out. I can understand why where this is going, and once Bill figures out why Fizzioni is playing Warframe, we'll be there.
I just pretend to ask him. It's because he likes it, maybe, and it's free.
There you go. So,
done.
Brian kind of likes it, and because I bought it, it was free.
There you go.
It's the Fizzioni playing Warframe of sodas. We like to keep this relatable.
It's the opposite of Japan anime of sodas, and Fizzioni playing Warcraft. No, Warframe.
Warframe. And again,
Framecraft.
To make the math easy, 74.
Good work.
We gave this a 76. And if you want to learn more, please open up your Opera browser and head on over to brukake.tumblr.com.